This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, you got your diamond and
we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty clothes. Next segment, I'll finish this great op-ed written by former chief of staff for Vladimir Putin about the ideological spiritual battle we're all in, and then I'll finish up next segment, and Owen will take over for the rest of the transmission in this hour that Paul Watson's going to be doing the fourth hour ahead of Owen coming back during the war room today at 3 to 6 p.m. Central. But Owen, I mean, this is the ideological spiritual line, and this is everything. I don't try to sit here as a talk show host and go, we're the exclusive. You better listen to us. We know everything. And then, oh, everybody else are idiots. So I'm trying to get people to adopt our worldview because it is the real view. It's from a globalist perspective. We just don't agree with the globalists. The globalists are taking over. They are in charge almost completely. They're trying to mop up resistance to really hammer the hell out of us. And thank God Russia and a few other places have halfway fought this thing off. Doesn't mean they're perfect, but they're recognizing good versus evil. What do you think?
Well, when I was leaving the scene yesterday of that socialist pro-mask rally, there was a local news reporter there who doesn't like it when I show up and blow up their scene. And I could see the kind of sneering gestures that were made. And I said, you know, you're upset because InfoWars has a monopoly on the truth, but that's just because you refuse to say the truth. We don't actually have a monopoly on the truth, but we're just the only people that are willing to actually go there and say the truth. And, you know, one of the odd things, which isn't really that odd, it's perfectly explainable, that I think, part of the topic with Laura Witsky is, you know, D.C. conservatives really don't fight for anything. D.C. conservatives are rich. They're in a comfort zone. They have everything given to them, handed to them. So they're never actually going to fight. That's why the real fighters are coming out of Florida. The real fighters are coming out of South Dakota. The real fighters are coming out of Texas, Missouri. Because in D.C., we're all having fun. We're all schmoozing. We're all eating and drinking elite meals 24/7.
That's like, right. They're no longer Americans anymore, but an Owen Schroyer, a Patrick Howley, an Alex Jones, a Laura Loomer. We're Americans. We know we're being conquered. We know we're being taken over by evil, and we're not going to put up with it. Yeah. We weren't trying to get a position at the Republican feeding trough to be bought off. I mean, people try to get big to get bought off. No, we're not getting bought off. That's why we're under attack. Great point.
And I think that Trump, and you know, by the way, that Trump is unpopular. That's why the Republicans are using his name to fundraise. An interesting kind of dichotomy here where the Republicans fundraising off of Trump. Trump sends them a cease and desist. Stop fundraising off my name. They say, go get bent. We're going to continue to fundraise off your name. So now Trump says, do not donate to the Republican Party. Only donate to the Save America PAC. So Donald Trump gets it, and maybe he had to learn for himself being in the White House and D.C. for 4 years that, yeah, conservatives in D.C.
won't fight. He thought he could co-opt them from the Chi-Coms, just like the Russians said. Why not have a big, powerful country? Because they want to bring the country down. Trump couldn't believe it. Now he says it. They actually want to destroy the country because they're foreign enemies. They were picked because they hate this country because they're spiritually controlled by the same entities that want to cut little boys' genitals off.
Or they just are so out of touch, Alex, because they're still having, you know, their 40-ounce ribeyes every night. They're still having their cocktails on the golf course at the country club every day. You know, they're still living in their three mansions across the nation, traveling on the taxpayer dime. It hasn't hit them yet. And they don't have the foresight, Alex, to see that this is going to hit them. And so that's why, again, you see people like Witsky who's fighting. You see the other conservatives who are fighting like Howley. By the way, the Republicans are using Howley's name to fundraise, too. That's their number two name to go to fundraise. And they say, oh, Trump and Howley aren't popular. No, they are the gold standard for what is popular. What is populism? What is the new Republican Party? And it'll be interesting to see when the Republicans continue to raise money off Donald Trump and then 2024 comes around. Are they going to ingratiate Trump? Are they going to promote Trump? Or is it going to be back like 2016 and they're going to try to keep him out of the race and you're going to see all the media go against Trump too? Because I think for all intents and purposes, it looks like he does intend on running in 2024.
That's right, Owen. Stay there. And I know you're going to cover that after I go. I'm going to come back and finish up with this incredible report put out by Vladimir Putin's former chief of staff, one of his main advisors. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news. Today. Spread those links. InfoWars.com. Troopers, you are kicking ass. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is a leap for the freeway. Yes, the fashion will rise as the city.
Sergey Ivanov, former chief advisor to Putin. You can see the proof in the pudding. A pootie poot, as George W. Bush called him. And that they are not letting them brainwash children that they need to have sex changes when they're 7 years old. They're promoting Russians getting married and having children and Christianity. And there's this neocon propaganda that Putin's a secret commie still and BS. Alexander Solzhenitsyn fully endorsed him and said he was the real deal and advised him on what to do. And the globalists hated Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I'm not saying Putin's perfect, but he's done what he's had to do to keep Russia out from the grasp of the New World Order. So there is a lesser two evils, it's Putin. And that's why they hate Putin so much. And they hate Trump so much because it's the same ideology of having a strong, healthy, normal country. So let's finish up here on the Alex Jones Show with this amazing letter. Since at least the middle of the 19th century, liberal socialists and other, quote, friends of the people have been preaching that the economy plays a leading role in the life of society. This truth has become a mantra for the entire enlightened public. Yet, what did we see in Trump's case? It turns out that the global elites that preach, quote, economy are in fact much more concerned about ideology, particularly the protection of LGBTP rights. What exactly does it mean to promote homosexuality? It is not just an abstract destruction of the traditional family, close quote. In fact, it is the propaganda of childlessness. That is, they push a human race towards a gradual extinction, towards self-destruction. How can the deep state fail to understand this? Why do they inspire pay for BLM movement, the pogroms and disintegrations of churches, the moral terror against the forces of law and order, the strength in American statehood? Perhaps other priorities of the global elites like feminism, the fight against racism, the green economy in combination with the prohibition of homosexuality, and the promotion of homosexuality will continue to the growth of the well-being of the American and other peoples. Again, read that again. The strengthening, kind of butchered that at the end here because my sight used to be perfect. It's not as good as it used to be, and there's sunshine in my eyes. So when we post this to InfoWars, guys, cut this little mess up. I don't know, we're live on air right now. Please put it up. Okay, thanks. To strengthen American statehood, perhaps other priorities of the global elites, like feminism, the fight against racism, the green economy, in combination with the promotion of homosexuality, will contribute to the growth of well-being of the American and other peoples? No, it won't. Another historically significant consequence of Trump's victory is the collision with the deep state. The American vanguard of the global elites in that secret has been revealed. The long-standing conspiracy theory regarding globalist intent on taking over the world has been clearly confirmed and cease to be theory. That's the most important line out of this whole thing. Read it again. The long-standing, quote, conspiracy theory regarding globalist intent on taking over the world has been clearly confirmed and ceased to be a theory. It is now objective knowledge. It has successfully paused the experimental tests and is no longer a hypothesis. As I said 100 times last month, it has successfully passed the experimental test and is no longer a hypothesis. It has gone from beta to operational. How many times have I said it's gone from beta to operational? It has successfully passed the experimental test and is no longer a hypothesis, but an observable fact. Those who wish can call it a conspiracy, or to be politically correct, a non-public agreement of the elites concluded to achieve goals that are difficult to formulate publicly. Whether the globalists managed to build their new order and put an end to history, whether President Trump turns out to be its last hero, the future will show. But even today, thanks to his historic victory, everyone who has eyes to see, who is leading, and who is serving. Again, I'm going to read that again at the end. But even today, thanks to his historic victory, everyone who has eyes to see, who is leading, and who is serving. He ends his op-ed by saying, see and fight for your future. See and fight for your future. First you must see it, first you must know it, first you must understand it and recognize what it is and what its goals are. And the minute you get that, then you understand you're in a fight for your very future, your very life. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, old, young, quote, gay, straight. This whole thing's anti-human. This isn't about gay dudes drinking martinis and having fun at the beach and giggling and getting married and hopping around throwing sand everywhere. That's the gateway drug. It goes all the way to pure absolute annihilation and death of the human species, transhumanism, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, the admitted plan, all of it stated by them, all of them on record saying a post-human world. And so I'll say it again. I don't hate people who are homosexuals or heterosexuals, but I'm going to stop using the word gay because it all started 50 years ago saying, be nice, don't call it homosexual. That sounds clinical. Well, heterosexual is a clinical term. You know, it's an ignorance of science. Don't say Caucasian. That's a racist word. You know, don't say the word that just simply means African in Latin. It just means black. They're even talking about changing the name of Negro Modelo because people think it might be the N-word when all it means is dark. So, again, there's a war on knowledge, a war on communication, where at first, oh, just don't say gay. Now don't say father or mother or boy or girl. Everything's hurtful, and these guys are the high priest that control our lives. But it's not the homosexuals that are the high priest. They're just people that give their money to this system, to the corporate system, to help wage war against everything that's, quote, normal. Because, see, they don't want to live and let live. They don't want to have diversity. They don't want to have tolerance. I'm a very tolerant person. No, they want cultural and genetic dominance over everyone on this planet. So it's a very, very important letter. It transfers a little strange from Russian to English because it's a pure translation. That's why I hesitated on a few spots and not the glare. So we're going to edit that down so it's clean, guys, please. And I'm going to get that out and make it a featured video because we're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care if you're in Africa, or you're in Eurasia, or you're in Asia, or you're in Latin America, the U.S., we are all in this together. Owen Schroyer is going to take over for the next 45 minutes, and then he's going to be hosting some of his own show today. Remember, only way the dog hunts is you share the links from Man.Video, Infowars.com, and Newswars.com, and I'll throw this out again, because when I plug, we're able to fund our operation. When I don't, we're close to being shut down. I'm not trying to be a victim here. I'm one hell of a fighter, and I've been blessed to be in this fight this long, but if you don't buy the products, we can't fight effectively, and the enemy will successfully shut us down. I got a lot of irons in the fire, a lot of stuff going on people don't even know about. And let's just say this. You see InfoWars? Well, we're doing a lot more than what you see there. The enemy's got all my phones tapped. They know what we're doing. It's all legal. But believe me, we've only begun to fight. I need a lot of capital if you want to win this fight. You can't spend your money anywhere that's got more bang for the buck. Guaranteed, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, we're the toughest, meanest, hardcore junkyard dog there is, powered by God. You know, the Energizer Bunny's powered by Energizer. We're powered by God. We're pathetic. This is just a flesh bag. I've got this little pathetic spirit that was made by God, and I can see God, and God shines through me. God shines through you. But I need a platform to attack. I just want to attack the enemy with truth. So, please, you've got my commitment to go 110%. Sometimes I'm going to fall. Sometimes I'm going to fail. Sometimes I'm going to stumble. Sometimes I'm going to blow up. Sometimes I'm going to make a fool out of myself because I'm real and I'm a sinner. But I love God and I love justice and I need capital to fight this war. So, Vital Mineral Fusion is the one thing, if you do anything, for you, for your children, especially if you've got grandparents or parents, that are retired or in a nursing home that aren't getting a lot of sun. You know, the old smart old ladies and old men are out there gardening. Those are the guys who live like 100 years old. Well, if you're not getting your D3, you're going to be dead in a hammer. This has great D3. It's got all the other essential vitamins and minerals. 96% reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. It's back in stock, 50% off. And at this rate, we're going to sell out of it in 15 days. At the rate we're selling it, at 50% off, it's in 15 days, and then it'll be months till we get more in because of the breakdown of the supply chain. But I want to give it to you at the lowest price so you get it, so you experience it, especially right now when a lot of folks are in these urban ghettos and these urban canyons and aren't getting what you need, especially if you're black folks. Don't believe me, look into it. You really need your vitamin D and your zinc and stuff, especially vitamin D3. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the privacy pockets that block the cell phone radiation, and so they can't track you. Those are back in stock, also discounted. Alpha Power's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, and more. We've got a lot of big interviews, a lot of big stuff about to come the next day. You already saw the Roger Stone interview in Florida. Got some other big ones coming up. We're busy beavers here, and you'll see it all here at the InfoWar.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'll be taking over the next 40 minutes of this transmission, and then it's Paul Joseph Watson. I'll be back on hosting the War Room with Tom Papert. I want to get into the latest developments in the Biden saga. And there's actually been multiple developments since I sat down and put the stack of news on my desk at 11 a.m. this morning. And so we'll get into that coming up. But yesterday, Biden did a live stream. It lasted about 9 minutes. We played a clip of it earlier. And it pretty much went the same as every other live stream that Biden does. Nobody tuned in. Less than 1,000 people tuned in at its peak. Had more dislikes than likes. And it concluded with an awkward moment where, as usual, Biden didn't know what to do when it was over. He literally doesn't know what to do. He looks around awkwardly. He kind of steps around into circles. Where do I go? What do I do now? Who am I? And then it's awkward with the women he was up there doing a ceremony for. They have no idea. He has no idea who they are. He doesn't remember their names. He didn't remember the name of his cabinet member that's standing right beside him. He can't even remember the name of the Pentagon. And then as usual, and this is the real lesson, guys, if you can actually flash that video that we played earlier where he forgets the name of, in fact, here, let's actually roll clip three here so I can give you the context.
Just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
He doesn't even know.
I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all.
Watch what happens.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Awkward. Where do I go? What do I do? Now watch the women that just, I guess, got a promotion in the military. Watch what happens here. They're hopping up and down, pumping their fists.
You've been listening to President Biden.
This reminds me of, you know, I remember in grade school or with cousins or like in summer camps, the girls would always be into like ceremonies, and they'd do ceremonies. They'd do weddings and like award ceremonies and all this stuff. It was fun. They'd put on dress up, you know, kids having fun. But it was just kids pretending to have ceremonies and kind of hopping up and down celebrating. Yay, we just did a ceremony. Yay, we just simulated a ceremony. That's what this is like. These are arrested development adults that actually have never actually matured intellectually. And they're still simulating their entire life like it's some sort of a celebration of a simulation. See, pump their fists, jump up and down, and they all smile. We just did it. We just simulated a ceremony. Yay. I remember, for whatever reason, it was just every summer camp, like girls at recess in school, they loved simulating stuff. And it was always like award ceremonies or weddings. And it was just like that. They'd finish the ceremony and they'd all kind of hop up and down and clap. It was cute. They were kids. This is real stuff. These are adults simulating ceremonies that are actually supposed to be real. But, oh, let's just promote these women to the military as a ceremony. As a simulation of a ceremony, and then let's just celebrate it. Yay, we did it! We completed the ceremony! It's like, you know, little girls at a summer camp will, like, do a fake wedding of, like, two stuffed animals or something, and they jump up and down. Yay, it's cute. No, this is like, they're actually doing it, though. Oh, yay, here's the president. We simulated a presidential victory. Yay, hop up and down and wave. It's all fake. It's all child's play. But they're just puppets. But what is actually happening on the policy front? Now, Psaki is getting peppered with questions today about the crisis at the southern border. They're denying it's a crisis. Even though they're now at over 100% capacity, in these facilities. They're called reception centers now. But even the New York Times in their story today covering this, and I don't have it on my desk because I was just reading it earlier, they admit that they have the kids in cages, and they say it's jail-like. That's in the New York Times. And the numbers are only going up. You had over 100%. So you had more than double the illegal border crossings in January 2020 to January 2021. Now February and March, it's going up even more. You're looking at it's going to be triple in April and May. It's going to be triple. They don't have the facilities. So they're just releasing them all into the country. No masks, test positive for COVID. Now, Jen Psaki doesn't have a clue what's going on. I don't even blame her. How are you supposed to reiterate or communicate the thoughts of a guy who can't think? So that's an impossible job. But there is a crisis at the southern border. They don't have the facilities, and they're putting kids in cages that they said that Trump was doing that he wasn't. Oh, and also they have now removed the Bidens. They can't even properly take care of a dog. And so the Biden dogs have now been removed from the White House. So Biden can't even take care of a dog. And, well, there's other news coming out here. So let me just get into the stack. Yes, Joe Biden is not even the acting president. He's as much of a puppet as you've ever seen. Kamala Harris is taking a bigger role in forming U.S. foreign and national security policies. And she's fielding all of Biden's foreign diplomatic phone calls. So what is Biden really even doing during the day? 10 minutes of some sort of a speech. Sign the whatever executive order lands on his desk. Doesn't even read it. Admits he doesn't read it. And Harris is fielding his phone calls. And Pelosi's in charge of the military, the National Guard, and wants the nuclear codes. So Pelosi and Harris are essentially tag-teaming the presidency right now. And Biden doesn't have a clue what's going on. And now you have a new book coming out, and I think this actually explains a lot. New book claims cranky Biden had a habit of yelling at young staffers during campaign. He's an old man. He can't think. He's confused. He's an elitist. He's lashing out. It's exactly what you would think. Kind of like you can see the energy of an Andrew Cuomo. You can feel the vibes he puts off. Now you know it. Yeah, he covered up the nursing home deaths. Yeah, he's a serial harasser of women. But now the Bidens can't even take care of a dog. Biden dogs banned from White House after aggressive behavior and biting incident. How much you want to bet? We'll see what really comes out about this. We probably never know. Apparently they have aggressive behavior. In their defense, German Shepherds are known to be aggressive. And if you don't properly exercise and take care of them, these dogs demand high maintenance, then they can be a problem. I had a buddy who got attacked by a German Shepherd when we were kids. Thing had to be put down. So my guess is, though, Biden, much like he lashes out at young staffers, was probably lashing out at these dogs, and one of them took a when he was reaching in, and so they probably got, so they can't even take care of dogs. So Biden deports dogs from the White House. He also has pledged to end the scourge of sexual assault in the military. Yeah, I'm sure by bringing in trannies and now saying that everybody should be wearing makeup and earrings and be sexualized in the military. I'm sure that will help. Biden plans cyber attacks against Russia for SolarWinds hack, but ignores Chinese involvement. So, folks, they're building up to war right now with Iran. They're posturing themselves against Russia. Obviously, you know about what's happening in Syria. So this is all the Biden foreign policy, which is actually being executed right now by Kamala Harris, who nobody has any respect for. She calls these people, most people pick up.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So folks, imagine the president, supposedly Joe Biden, who was never elected. Record number of votes, but the least popular of all time. It adds up. It makes sense, not. Imagine, though, you don't even remember the name of your Secretary of Defense, who's currently threatening to strike Iran. Huh. I mean, seriously, think about this. Your Secretary of Defense is talking about striking Iran, inevitably. And you don't even know his name. That's Joe Biden. So what role is Joe Biden really fulfilling as the president? The media asked Jen Psaki, hey, when is the president going to have a press conference? Jen Psaki says he's too busy dealing with national crises. That's exactly when you have a press conference. That's the exact time when you address the nation. So, the nation is in chaos. There's crises happening. Okay, can we get an address? Absolutely not. What do you think this is? So, he doesn't address the nation. He doesn't even know the name of his Secretary of Defense who's threatening to strike Iran. He doesn't even make his own diplomatic phone calls. Now imagine this. You're a foreign leader in a different country, and your phone goes off. Yes, hello, this is Lithuania, this is Ukraine, whatever, okay, yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Kamala Harris, how we doing?
I'm sorry, who? Who?
Kamala Harris, don't you know, Vice President of the United States?
I'm sorry, is this a prank? I've never heard of you. Click. That's what's going on. And they're not even hiding it. Kamala Harris has been doing all the foreign affairs over the phone in place for Joe Biden. Most leaders don't even know who she is. She's a complete non-entity, non-factor. So she probably calls up, she gets on the phone with these foreign leaders who expect Biden. Says, oh, I'm Kamala Harris. Who are you? Never heard of you. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. We're trying to talk to the president here, not some dingbat. Thank you. So that's how that's going. A complete disaster. The southern border collapsing. There's more developing here. 12 states have sued Biden for executive order assigning social costs to carbon emissions. Oh, there's your social credit score. You said would never be coming here. Missouri, Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah have filed a collective lawsuit against the Biden administration for arbitrarily trying to assign a social cost to greenhouse gas emissions in an executive order. Now, he probably doesn't even know this. He probably doesn't even know what's going on. So he's just signing whatever is on his desk. But there's the beginning of your social credit score. How much carbon are you emitting? And they've got the smart meter on your house. They've got the smart meter on your car. They'll have smart meters on your toilet. So you can only take one poop a day. You can only drive a mile a day. And you can only heat or cool your home for an hour a day. This is the new freedom. This is new. This is freedom now. In America, in the Biden administration. Oil continues to skyrocket. Have you tried to get gas lately? Yeah, your gas to fill your tank has probably almost doubled. Doubled. President Trump warned us that would happen during Biden. And now they think oil could get to $100 a barrel by this summer. So get ready for that. All part of phasing out your ability to move about freely with cheap energy. And then they just signed the $2 trillion COVID stimulus, which from the first initial responses, the big news coming out right now on this, and more will obviously be developing, the COVID stimulus bill has really been hundreds of millions of dollars. It'll be over billion. It'll be over a billion. But we're talking $2 trillion. But wow, isn't it amazing? You will see in the COVID stimulus bill that you just bailed out the states of New York, California, and probably Illinois in there too, but they've already done into it. New York and California were running at its highest deficit ever, were really bankrupt, and they've just been bailed out by the COVID stimulus bill. Didn't help any American, didn't actually do anything about COVID, just bailed them out. There's the story at InfoWars.com from Kit Daniels. Dems bailing out bankrupt blue cities and states with COVID stimulus. And so this is all developing. And this is what happens. Look at Venezuela. Venezuela issues million bolivar. So that's just like imagine if you had $1 million bill. So $1 million bolivar bill. But how much is that worth, U.S. dollar? Would you like to take a guess? 1 million bolivar is worth 50 cents. 50 cents. This is where they're trying to take our economy. Be not confused about that. It's all by design. That's why your energy prices are going up. That's why they're telling you they're bringing in the social credit carbon score. And then you're seeing what hyperinflation has done to Venezuela. That's what they're trying to do here. But it's not all good news for the Democrats in their plot to destroy America and our way of living. Macomb County prosecutor says criminal charges possible against Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer over nursing home scandals. Interestingly enough, same thing is happening to Cuomo. And he's got multiple things on his plate. He's refusing to leave, by the way. Almost admire him for that. Former prosecutor appointed to lead Cuomo harassment probe. As publisher halts book promotion. So, right, Cuomo's got all these books and everything. He got these advanced pays. Oh, now it comes up. He covered up the nursing home desk. Now it comes out he's a serial harasser. How many women is it now? Probably over five. There's going to be one more big name to drop. They think that maybe they can get him out. I don't know why. He doesn't seem to be going. Maybe it's all just a big charade to distract from the nursing home deaths. And then finally, oh, Cuomo, after much dispute and a fight, he decided to step down. Just too many women came forward. And then he just gets away with all the death in the nursing home and then covering it up. So it looks like that is going to be the final story there. But, you know, it's ironic. I'm going to play this actually coming up on the other side. Because the Democrats still don't seem to get it. They still don't seem to get how unpopular they are. But I don't think they care about that. They really are just on their mission to destroy the United States of America and then collapse us into the global government. But some states are fighting back. And I'll get to a clip coming up and how the Democrats are falling apart. I'll get to some other news and what's happening here in Texas. It's not just that Governor Abbott doesn't have the right to shut the state down. He didn't have that legal right. Well, they're trying to give that legal right now with Texas HB3. I'll be covering that. But, folks, remember, InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. This is my favorite. Well, I shouldn't say my favorite, but one of my favorites. Every morning I start the day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That way I know I'm getting my vitamin B, C, D, E, and others 1,000%, and I know I'm getting those vitamins and nutrients just to start my day. And I mix it. I like to mix it with juice, and then I drink it down with all my other InfoWars supplements. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, very popular. It's been out of stock. We have it back in stock, 50% off. Yeah, here's the list. By the way, we have the label there at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to see for yourself. But here's a short list of some of the ingredients there. Vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10. Just a list there, a short list there of all the great ingredients in the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Start your day with it just like I do. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, when we come back, though, we're going to show you what a former Democrat has to say about the Democrat Party and its racism. And I'm going to show you how the liberal media is confused why the Democrat Party is so unpopular.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Biden moment myself there at the end, because there's so many clips of Biden gaffes. It's every day now. I forgot that that clip was from yesterday, and there was a new clip from today, and I meant to go to the new one, and I went to the yesterday one, and then I forgot about the new one. So today, and we may not have the sound of this yet. I just sent it to the crew, and there's a bunch of different angles and clips of this. Biden is in some sort of a department store or hardware store in D.C., okay? Yeah, there's the clip. In fact, do we have audio? Yeah, go ahead and let's just go ahead and pop up the audio here, and let me explain what's happening. Just go ahead and roll it. Don't worry about the beginning of it. This guy's kind of babbling on. It's really the end that's important. But here's the video.
D.C., I also say we're the greenest hardware store in America. We have two urban farms, actually.
Got two masks on
our
here.
Building. We have Mary, who's in the garage there, and then we have Cultivate the City.
Yeah, no one can understand you, mask face.
All the rooftop garden.
Freak.
They exist on our rooftop. But you can't
mask freak.
Be able to see it from here, but if they want to give away...
Yeah, we can't hear you, mask freak!
And we also have solar. We need.
Now watch.
And then if I could just...
So it's the same thing. Biden shows up at this event and has no idea what's going on. He doesn't know how to conclude it when the event is supposedly concluded. He doesn't even know it. So he kind of just walks in circles, looking around, walking in circles, confused and disoriented. The media realizes, okay, the event is over. Let's try to get some questions in. Joe, what's going on at the border? What's happening this? And you can hear the gaggle. And he just confusedly spins around. And then the White House press team says what? No questions. No questions. We've got to go. No questions. No questions. I mean, this thing is falling apart at the seams. Badly. Again, he doesn't even know where the hell he is. Double-masked freak. Where am I? What am I? I told the crew this, and I have my War Room crew have this clip. We haven't really done it. But I've told them I want the clip where Biden says, I wake up every day and I ask Joe, where the hell am I? He says that. It's like I should be coming in and out of every break with that clip. I wake up and I ask Jill, where the hell am I? Being honest for the first time. But let me move on, because I got all this other news before I go host the War Room, too. This is stunning. I don't know how they published in the New York Times this story. A vexing question for Democrats. What drives Latino men to Republicans? And for lack of time, I was going to read this, but I won't go too much into it, but it profiles an individual, Eric Ortiz, 41-year-old in Florida, Latino man. And the whole thing here is him bashing the liberal Democrats for being total frauds and how they destroy all prosperity. And they're basically mentally ill. And the New York Times published this. But here's the irony. They don't even get it. What drives Latino men to Republicans is what they're asking. Democrat policy sucks. Socialism and communism is a death spiral. So they don't get it. Why won't these people be brainwashed by us? That's what they're really asking. They know why Latinos, they know why people would vote for Trump. They know why people don't like the Democrats. They're liars, they're cheats, they're scoundrels, they're crooks. Their policies destroy all prosperity. But they already know that. The real question, if they were being honest, a vexing question for Democrats, why aren't Latinos falling for our propaganda? Why aren't black people falling for our propaganda? Vernon Jones gets it, former Democrat from Georgia. He put this very spicy take on the current Democrat Party during an interview up on his social media. Here it is.
I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. I've always been conservative all my life. But the Democratic Party that I got involved with 30 years ago is not the Democratic Party now. I mean, the Democratic Party is at a position now, they want to open the borders, and they want to let people come in illegally and take those resources and resources from American families and give it to illegals. They come in now, and they don't have to be COVID tested. And ironically, Joe Biden is putting them in the same prison cells, if you will, or those facilities that he and Obama did in their administration. But he wanted to criticize Trump for that. So, and Trump got it right. He secured the border, and he was able to stop the stop and release. They start stopping and returning you back. And so Democrats were supporting that foolishness with opening the borders. I'm not for that. I am so committed to the values that I grew up with. Until the Democratic Party does not relate to me on that agenda anymore. So there was nothing for me to do but to, I like to say, I brought a grand new party to the grand old party. Brand new ideas, brand new opportunities, brand new people. And this party is getting off the ground. And President Trump, he opened the door for African Americans like nobody else has in the past 60 years. He proved it by the minority votes that he got as a Republican. And the left, they are horrified by independent thinking black men like me. Because we don't believe that just because we're black that we should vote for Joe Biden. Because we don't believe just because we're black, we don't know how to get on the internet and find out about COVID. Now, Joe Biden said those things 2021. Where's the left? Why there's not an outcry? Can you imagine President Trump had said something like that? It's just double spin. So it was no question. That so-called big tent the Democratic Party has is only for folks for the left, not for independent thinking black African-Americans, blacks or African-Americans. But this identity politics, it's not helping us at all. I didn't leave the Democratic
Party. So, again, there's Vernon Jones, former Democrat. I guess he's officially Republican now, representative out of Georgia. But see, this is the real story, and it ties together with the New York Times. A vexing question for Democrats. What drives Latino men to Republicans? A vexing question for Democrats. Why are black people leaving the Democrat Party? Well, Vernon Jones just said it all. But the real approach of the Democrat Party is totalitarianism. And so they don't want any dissent at all whatsoever. So they want you to follow up and eat hand and fist anything their media puts out. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. If you don't just dive into the trough of that garbage, then they don't want you anymore. They want you fully brainwashed by their media. They want you fully indoctrinated by their propaganda, and they want zero dissent at all. That's the Democrat Party platform. That's not popular. People don't like that. They like to be free thinkers. They like to have options. But not under the Democrat Party. Americans like going to the gas station and being able to fill up for $30. Not in the Biden years. You're looking at $60-$70 again. All by design. All by design. Biden can't even field his own phone calls. They can't even take care of their dogs, which just shows that was a whole virtue signal, just like everything else. Oh, look, we've got two dogs. We're cool. They deport them, kick them out. Probably mistreated them. That's why they were acting badly. Pelosi's in charge of the National Guard. Pelosi in charge of the military. Pelosi wants the nuclear codes. It's all a big joke. So, your gas prices will keep going up. The cost to heat and cool your home will keep going up. Or they'll just shut it off altogether. And then, the Washington Post and the New York Times will say, why is Biden unpopular? Oh, I don't know. The border is wide open. Illegal immigration is worse than ever. People are losing their jobs. They still have the economy shut down for the most part. Gas prices are going up. Energy prices are going up. The president can't even give a national address. Won't do a State of the Union. Won't do a press conference. Forgets where he is half the time. So he can't even be on a video or a live video. And the liberals say, why aren't we popular? Why won't you... Why won't you fall for our propaganda? Why won't you be our slaves? We love women and gay people. Come on, man. Come on. And they're stunned. And they even publish the story in the New York Times. I mean, the guy lays it out perfectly. Eric Ortiz. And he says, the welfare state is bad for our people. The state became the father in the black and brown household, and that was bad. Bad mistake. Why would I want to be stuck in that mentality? Again, this is all in the New York Times, and they're asking, why aren't Latinos voting Democrat like we told them to? Why aren't Latino men? Why aren't black people? Why aren't they totally under our brainwashing? Why don't we own them? This is the slave master, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, demanding the return of their slaves. They want their slaves back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.